morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Too many people are having kids. Here's what I think.
I was going to say that's the reason why my parents got divorced.
I think this is, well, they got divorced because also because they hated you and it was your fault, they told me. But it's weird that they texted me that Dutch. I'm sorry, I should have told you earlier.
No, they told me the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you too?
Me. Yeah. From both.
Oh, it was a text, that's right.
Oh, were you not in it?
It's weird.
Sorry.
It's very
Dutch.
Weird.
Sorry, Dutch.
Sorry.
You know,
my entire family is they like my friends and my girlfriends more than me. So
that's true. And they did,
after we break up. Guess who still hangs out with my family, by the way?
I know.
Your nickname was The Reason when they used to talk to us, like, you know? and they'd be like, oh, The Reason.
That was so hurtful in me.
It's like, oh, The Reason. He's, you know, he's the problem, you know? If it wasn't for him. And it's weird because you're an adult and you don't even live with them.
I know. I was going to say. 32 in 2 weeks.
That's how bad you are, Dutch. Just think about that later.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
men shouldn't fondle other men's bunghole.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice if you want to get in contact with us via social medias. Or what you could do is just subscribe to morelikeradio.com. Listen to all the great shows, including Hippo Juice, Dutch and Royce, The Cousin Joe Show. The list goes on and on. Today is July 13th, 2016. Coming to you from Hotlando.
Holando?
Yeah, Holando and Colorado, actually. That's how we roll here. Fucking nationwide. Two states.
Colorado Springs,
yes,
to be exact.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So today is the 13th of
not
July.
Not a Friday.
And otherwise known as Dutch's birthday Eve.
Yes, it's not till tomorrow, so shut up.
It's birthday Eve, not birthday Steve.
She's right. She is right. So welcome to the show, everybody. Joined by Marie Lopez.
Don't call me Sarkeesian.
Good. I'm glad you said that because I don't want to have to say it. And Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
My birthday's tomorrow.
I
want
to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar.
So before the show, normally I always have like a song planned out and I'm tired and I forgot to pick one. I'm like, hey, can we just stop doing this bit? And Bryce is like, no, you're stuck with it now, so now I'm going to pick your songs.
So I told Dutch, no problem. I love helping. That's why they call me the helper. So I decided, don't worry, Dutch, I'll handle your songs from now on because you know I'm going to pick good ones. This is Electric Six, Gay Bar.
I feel like I already set the theme.
Oh, we're going to pick the gayest songs for you. Don't you worry. Ooh. Oh,
Justin in the Facebook chat, why do we sound so good? Because we're set up in our studio, and I kind of figured out how to make it work. So,
hey, Royce.
Yeah.
Guess who just called in?
I don't know who.
Mr. Ramcat Jackson.
Hi, Ramcat Jackson.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Happy early birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
Welcome. This is really the only reason I'm calling, is to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, you are. If you are free, you are more than welcome to the show, because I don't have John here. I mean, unless you got to go, then I understand.
No. I'll do the show. I will wish Joel a happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Perfect. Hey, and as a gift, you could stay and do the show, because before the show, Dutch is like, I'm so fucking tired. I'm a baby.
I was at a trade show in Columbus, Ohio for the last...
Ohio? Last
Thursday. Yeah.
Trade show.
Now, was it for Callahan Auto Parts?
No, it was for... Okay. It was called Cultivate. It's like the biggest greenhouse.
I get it. I got it ready.
Oh, okay. We know it's for greenhouses and not for like pogs or something.
The POG convention.
I'm just explaining for listeners who may not know what I do.
It's not that they don't know. It's more that they don't care.
Okay, we've been doing radio with Joel for many, many moons, and I still don't think he's ever eloquently explained what his job is.
Yeah, no.
I know you work in a greenhouse. I know your family owns something to do with greenhouses. And you go to trade shows where mad amount of money is exchanged for plants and services. But that's the extent of what I know about your job.
Okay, first of all, when you first met me, I worked in a greenhouse.
No one cares.
That was when I was living in D.C., right? Mm-hmm.
D's nuts. High five.
Okay.
Thanks.
I feel like, Marie just like would rather just have the mystery of what I do rather than me explain it.
I don't. No. You're confused. We don't care. No one cares.
All right, tell me your job again.
My point is nobody cares, so that's why we stopped halfway through.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You guys start making fun of me, and they're like, okay, I'll just stop. And then all the information is lost.
I'm kidding. What do you do? Seriously.
I don't care.
No, I care.
No, seriously, what do you do?
I'm honestly asking because I keep forgetting if you tell me.
Right.
All right. Joel, you have to tell us, because I'm even drinking my beer from it's my birthday, bitch, beer cozy.
Ooh.
For you. You can even put it up on the camera right now because
oh,
I'm
it is. Oh, it is.
You write snow.
It's but my birthday. What are you drinking there?
I like that koozie.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Shock top. But yes, please tell everyone what you do.
Yeah, what do you do?
All right, I'm going to make it really simple. Okay, so when you buy flowers from Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, whatever.
Whoa. Slow down there, Einstein. Home Depot?
Yeah, they have their own garden centers.
What is that?
Long show.
No, we own a house now. We have to know these things. There's a depot for
yes,
them?
Yes, you guys are. Yes, they have depots where they give away houses. Anyways.
By the way, Justin Uribe in the Facebook chat in The Rock's voice. It doesn't matter what you do.
It doesn't matter.
No, but seriously, please continue.
Sorry. So Garden centers get plants. They don't grow their own plants. They get them from greenhouses. My company builds and makes the equipment that waters said plants
inside of greenhouses. Jill Stein is running for the greenhouse party, right? Did I do that right? I'm not sure.
No, it's the green party.
So you work for Jill Stein's campaign.
I do not work for Jill Stein. I never
you
work for
get
that.
Clamps. You get clams and then also plants for Jill Stein's campaign.
Oh, Joel, yeah. I got it. Do you need marketing assistance? Because
he does. I speak for him.
I got a tagline for the Van Wingerden sprinkler line. We you get you wet.
It's not sprinklers. It's automated boom, like watering.
You're an idiot because it's a perfect water water like from the toilet.
Even better. Boom, you're wet.
Boom, you're wet.
Yeah,
I like that.
Boom, you're wet.
Are we doing it like the way that Madden would do? Boom,
boom.
You're wet.
You got this plant wet because you put water on it. Boom.
There you go. Perfect.
Tough act and tenacle will get rid of it.
Boom.
I cannot wait till like the last years of Madden's life when his Alzheimer's starts kicking in and he just starts calling like supermarket things. Way to grab the cereal.
Well, he'll actually start doing the Caliendo bit.
Oh, yeah. He just goes full circle. He
starts throwing random shit. Yeah. I'm not going to try and do it, but.
No. But so, boy, Jesus Christ. Has
I sell the watering equipment that goes inside of greenhouses for people who grow plants for garden centers.
Okay, right? So if I got this straight.
So you sell sprinkler systems.
We don't sell sprinkler systems.
Tell me.
Rainbird does sprinkler systems.
They don't sell sprinkler systems, you idiot. They sell garden hoses.
Here you go. I'll just tell you right now, cherrycreeksystems.com.
I don't know what that is.
Go there.
But you just said, you sell the equipment that waters plants.
That's not sprinklers. It's boom watering and the invention that my dad came up with in the 80s, the Echo hanging basket system.
More like poon watering, am I right?
I was translating it for layman's terms, and you were yelling at me because I heard you're watering plants, and I called it a sprinkler system, and you have a boom.
Okay, what do we call it? This poon watering will get your cunt wet. Is that a good tagline?
Boom, as in boom, as in overhead broadcast.
Water. I heard you poon, as in vaginas.
Serious question, Joel.
Sure.
Yes.
So you were like,
no, Sirius is coming your way, but I'll.
Okay, look. I'm trying to ask a serious question. You want to be on the serious tip or the funny tip? Because I can talk about pooing all night long. So
you do whatever you want. I'm just okay. Preparing myself here. So go ahead.
So your company and their sprinkling system have they been purchased? Have they been purchased by? Medical dispensaries in certain states that are allowed to,
like Colorado, yes. Where Dutch lives.
I've installed it in 3 different pot greenhouses here in Colorado already.
That's fucking awesome.
Pot. That's what I'm really trying to get at. Have you been paid in marijuana?
You know, it's weird. It was like I had an install not too long ago, and they had just these young pot plants sitting in rock wool. You know, like that fibrous material. Or whatever,
yeah.
Just hanging out, sitting there on carts, in the space that I'm putting these things on. I'm like. There is like they had like a gate check in. You had to get a badge to get in through the gate, and other than that, you can pull your car in and do whatever the fuck you want. I'm like, I could so take one of these if I actually cared about pot, but I don't.
Dutch
so.
Isn't a drug a pot guy. He is a drugs guy, just not a pot guy.
A drugs guy. I don't like pot that much.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I wish I did. It'd be a lot cheaper than drinking.
But wait a minute. You understand that, you know, obviously pot is very, very popular. And so you could get it for your other druggy friends that are, you know, all about, you know, smoking the
whole dichotomy has shifted in this state because they're not. Washington hasn't done the greatest job as far as taxing this stuff goes because they're taxing it out the asshole. So,
yeah,
now
that
the
is
black
true.
It's still worse here. They're taxing it, but they're making it affordable. Mm. So, I mean, I could take it and grow it for my pot friends, but they're like. Well, you're never going to do a better job than an actual dispensary, so why wouldn't I just go there and pay $1 extra?
Because you have friends that don't live in Colorado, Dutch.
Oh, you friends.
Yes, you idiot. I know people in Colorado have no problem.
Joel is so selfish, we had to hand feed him what he was talking about.
Dutch, we'll talk after the show.
Stupid.
Yeah, we'll talk after this. Yeah,
Royce and Marie literally live right in front of a conservatory that's never ever going to be cultivated by any sort of land development or be disturbed in any way. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, you never know.
We stopped talking about it now, so there is no,
perfect.
What are you talking about?
Oh, me? I'm talking about dandelions.
I
was talking about your sprinklers and dandelions.
Marie, if you ever are curious and bored at work and you really want to know what I do, cherrycreeksystems.com.
I've actually been to your website and you explained it better to me than when I was reading it on the website, but it's fine.
Okay.
But now I understand. I understand that perfectly well that by calling it a sprinkler system, it annoys you. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right. So Dutch Sprinkler Company.
That was dumb of me. Damn it. Really stupid.
It's a way of belittling what you do, and I've noted that in my brain.
Damn it!
Right, so it's cool if you own a fucking.
I would figure this out for 7 years not to do that with you guys.
It's because you're tired. That's what it is.
I'm very tired. Yeah, you're right.
At least you get credit for the assist. It's like a comedic assist, like a layup.
Yeah. Right. What happened was you were at a trade show for too long, where you're correcting actual buyers, and I'm not an actual buyer, and you tried to correct me, and that's
and
not going to fly.
Accidentally, as yeah, Mark said, assisted right. you.
Yeah, you were trying to sell it to me, and I'm not.
Tip assist.
Yeah. That's on you.
It really is.
And now all of our listeners now know that it's annoying you.
You know how like when you have to be on all the time?
No.
No.
Because with this town gets completely taken because it's the town that Ohio State University obviously is located in Columbus, Ohio, and it's during the summer, so nobody's really there, but except when they have this big ass convention center, so all these weird conventions come in, like a horticultural convention. Next week I think it's like a furry convention and
stop. What?
Furry?
I think look up the Columbus Convention Center and what the upcoming schedule is. There's all kinds of weirdness that happens at this particular convention center. But
those people that don't know, furries are people that dress up like different animals and fuck.
Or right. just pretend fuck.
No. Furries really fuck. I've seen it. All right.
In real life?
Well, not in real life. I've seen it on videos.
Oh.
I haven't actually been to a furry convention.
Well, that's what I was wondering is.
I can't imagine.
Are the videos just porn with furries or do furries actually.
No. There's a whole subset of people. Oh, okay. We're going to go down this hole.
Now we have to watch. Now we have to prove it to her.
Yeah.
Well, no. I understand that some furries fuck, but are there also levels of furries that don't want to fuck? Like, is there like playtime and then like for reals?
Oh,
like,
just they like being in that.
Yeah,
world.
Like, are there notches of it?
I would actually think that the majority of it is that, like, where they, the majority of it is just living in the world where you think and you can dress like an animal. But you have to assume fucking goes with it.
No, I assume that, but I'm what I'm wondering is actual fucking only 10%? Of the furry population, or is it like 70%?
Okay, I got a video. What are furries? Let's see here.
Maul says furries draw their.
By the way, I was about to make a point. Cromwell, we went down this road.
Here we go.
Was it about your sprinklers?
Let's play this.
Sprinklers.
All right, let's go ahead. Go.
FYI, the 2016 Pokemon National Championships were just recently held at the Greater Columbus Convention Center.
Okay, good. We're going to talk about that.
But Exotica Columbus will be happening from August 26th through 28th. There's something for everyone, as long as you're over 18 years of age.
Justin Ariba in the Facebook.
It was basically, the porn convention.
Justin Ariba in the Facebook chat says, yeah, they definitely fuck. Okay, let's play this video. Let's see what are they?
If you're out and about in Cromwell and you come across throngs of half-human, half-animal beings, don't get spooked. They're just people in animal suits. And
no, I really thought it was a giant wolf because I'm a fucking idiot.
I would get spooked because I would think it would be trying to rape me.
Three-day event called Fur Fried at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Fox Connecticut's John Charlton is here now with this unique subculture, furries, right, John?
That's right, Audrey.
Unique
the reason
is another
why we
way of saying these
this...
freaks are never getting anywhere near me.
So I went to this convention and I actually had sex with a kangaroo, a wallaby.
I went really deep undercover, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
The story is because last month there was a scare at the Enfield Library when a person walked in dressed as an animal, and that freaked out the librarians because a child approached the person. At the time, the library didn't understand that it was just a furry. Well, we wanted to get a better understanding of what furries are and to clear up misconceptions. And what we found is, with furries, there's really nothing to fear.
Go around! Go around!
Jonathan is always top dog with UConn.
Oh, God, what a fucking bad pun.
Well, it was good.
Yeah.
Oof. Fans. And Pucky is...
The fuck is Pucky?
The world's only ice skating whale.
Am I doing all right?
Neither says much. Actually, they don't say anything at all, despite being man and beast. However, we found some hybrids better suited to talk.
So they see him putting on the costume. They're fucking weird, man. That's weird.
TV on the radio, the official song. Band of plushies and furries everywhere.
Fox Husky mix.
Oh. It was drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Out of everything that he's done, out of everything
the most offensive.
The most offensive thing is him drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade. What the fuck, bro?
Why did he have that squeezable tube of Welch's grape jelly in his fridge, too?
Because they have to squirt it into the mouth.
Let's see what this guy has in his fridge. I actually had to have a few problems there, too.
Okay.
I love the things that bother us. What did he have in his
Jason
fridge?
Transforms.
Why did they have a scene of him getting a Mike's Hard
tonight,
Lemonade?
Tonight. All right.
Tonight on Hippo Juice, what's in furries' fridges? We find out.
You refrigerate peanut butter because it never goes bad. First of all, the squeezable bothers me, too. Is that an apple?
Maybe we could open a little more. Okay, there we go.
A jar of ragu that has been used like a year and a half
ago. Oh, God, yeah.
Saving it for something.
Fucking, he has a ragu from the 80s.
He's one of those guys that like eats it directly because he found out of a diet of just spaghetti sauce or something.
Zen Fuhr, a Mike's Hard Lemonade drinking
I think
Fox
that's
Husky
some maple
mix.
Syrup. Oh.
Fox Husky mix. Don't insult my dogs.
Yeah. Leaning towards me.
And mayonnaise.
David Sutak is full Husky, static.
I have the eyes glowing. Ew. The design of the character.
Oh, his eyes are glowing. That's so weird.
Has lightning bolts.
Want to see my husky?
They are.
Yes.
Yes, I want to see your husky. How's
let's see
he
the
doing?
Puppy. Where's the puppy?
He's fucking huge.
How's dude doing?
Oh, yeah. How's he doing? We saw when he was little.
Anthropomorphic. Definition, ascribing human characteristics to non-human things in the fandom.
You know what? Never mind. I'm sorry. He's in timeout because he peed inside.
Okay.
So.
You have a furry here playing a saxophone now.
And there's an animal inside a saxophone hole.
They go by furries.
Oh, is he playing the epic sax man song?
Yes, he was.
Every minute of it.
Zen Fuhrer is more of a fun-loving, free spirit.
Nom, 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 nom.
He has a cat that he's holding in full furry costume. What is happening to this planet?
Like some furries, doesn't think he has an animal spirit.
I can't really say the same for me. I don't believe with my heart that I'm a fox in a human body.
In his human body, Static was more of a lone wolf. He didn't belong. But as his character developed...
Oh, wolf!
So yeah. Did his confidence.
That first time that somebody asked me if they can have their picture taken with me was pretty cool.
Because I've never spoken to somebody. I'm very, very shy.
Static is now part of a pack.
Did you... see, a wolf pack?
A wolf pack, guys.
Put on a different tail?
It's a mirror, except that mirror is
the one that goes with the character.
A Connecticut fur favorite, Rocky Hill's Townline Diner, is always fur-friendly. And as often as once a month, furries of all ages, some with just a tail, some with ears, and some with...
That's not a furry, that's just a fat girl.
No accessories at all.
Fuck, Jesus Christ.
Gather here for food, laughs, and art.
And we like to be with our own kind.
Oh, God!
People?
Fucking weirdos.
Hey, look, dude, everybody has their own weirdness.
Yeah, I know, and, I know.
Hey, look, if they have... If
you're,
they
right, you're right, let them do what they want.
Would convince a diner to be, like, their spot to go, more power to them, I guess.
I know, but they vote.
Right.
And each furry is one of a kind. Truly unique, like what flew in from Wingdale, New York.
My furry name is Glant Spatino.
The instant I spotted him.
Wow, look at that guy.
I got a
hard on.
I fucked his bat mouth.
Well, to be fair, that diner's probably getting a lot of tips. They're getting 30%. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why hey, do you think that that guy...
could resist, could you?
He could. Do you think that this guy's parents were shot in front of him because he turned into Batman?
30%.
Hold on, Marie.
I hate you for that. That's great.
That's your birthday gift.
Thank you.
Welcome. 30%. All right.
It's going to be a punny show tonight, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
A mixed breed of a dragon and a bat. But most people.
He's a mixed breed of a dragon and a bat. Well, how does that not make sense to you guys?
All I want to see is them.
I never said it didn't make sense.
Okay. All I want to see is them drinking water out of straws now.
Latino?
The instant I spotted him.
Wow, look at that guy.
I was impressed.
That haughty boobalotti over there.
A dragon and a bat. But most people seem to call me a wolf.
So I asked this dragon bat to help us understand why.
And you have no problem at all wearing this in public.
I've done it multiple times. I wore it twice at my job.
Often misunderstood, furries are...
Yeah, but to be fair, his job is he's an actual bat. He just hangs upside down all day in a cave.
I'm assuming he's probably like an at-home job, like he's an IT guy.
Justin from Facebook, hashtag Fur Lives Matter. I agree. Let's do that.
Sick of the labels, like freaks.
It's not like I'm breaking any laws. I'm not nude running around.
And
I would prefer that. I would respect you so much more if you were running around naked. I would be like, all right, I get it. Being nude's fun.
Perverts. What's more respectful, that they're doing this or that we're having the Pokemon Go renaissance right now?
Well, right. First off, here's what I want to do. I want to go to one of these furry conventions and just get really upset that I can't catch any of them. Just keep going. Come on!
Just throw Pokeballs at them.
Oh, my God. Oh, shh. Okay, we have right. A bit. Everyone, fuck it. On this show is our bit, and we're doing it. We got to find out when the next furry convention is, okay? We're going to get a bag of Pokeballs. Now, okay, or we could just paint, like, what's something soft that won't hurt people, but it still would be funny?
A bowling ball.
No, fucking for real.
Testicles.
Just get like a tennis ball, I would think, right?
I'm not going to paint my testicles like Pokeballs. I don't care. You got to catch them all.
Come on. I'm giving you golden ideas, and you're not taking them.
Got to catch all the...
Why don't we just put marshmallows inside Red Delicious apples?
We're not going to throw apples at people.
That kind of looks like a Pokeball. Anyway, my point is... And then we're feeding them.
We'll fucking figure out a way.
Can I ask something real quick?
Sure.
No.
Can I ask you guys something?
You can ask me whatever you want.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you this. What the fuck is this Pokemon Go thing about, and why am
I knew it.
It and hearing
Mitch
it
called it. Mitch called it. He goes, I know Dutch is going to fucking hate this.
I know what it is, because here's the thing. I loved Pokemon growing up. When I had a Game Boy, I played it all the time. I'm fully aware of the Pokemon game, universe, saga, everything. But why am I seeing people run into buildings with their phones in front of their face?
Okay, Pokemon Go, here's what it is. Nintendo accomplished in 24 hours what it took Michelle Obama 8 years to do. They got people to go outside and exercise. No, for real. This is like, I'm reading articles like people are just, there's people that have, I don't think, have ever used their legs.
Here's the thing is I'm
sort of aware of the game itself, like what it does, but I'm not 100%.
All right.
So we, because I've been at this convention and, you know, doing greenhouse.
Well, look, here we go. As we're going right now, I'm playing the Pokemon Go game. It's an overhead view of my house because it works off of GPS. And right now, there's a Pidgey that I'm going to try to catch. Here, I'm going to see if I could take a screenshot for you, Dutch.
Really? There's a Pokemon right there?
Yeah. Oh, I'll open back up. Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are all playing it? I downloaded it. I just haven't started playing yet. So.
Oh, whoa. You've actually downloaded the app, really?
I downloaded it, but I haven't like signed up or registered or started playing. That was about
even
it.
I have the app, Joel, and I'm a nerd.
God damn it.
I don't know where it went.
I didn't give a shit about Pokemon when I was 15. I don't give a fuck about it when I'm 36, but everyone is doing it. And
I was just curious.
I'm old and strong.
I was just curious. I've never watched Pokemon. I have no idea what's going on. I just downloaded it because it's been making me laugh in my Facebook timeline, seeing other people talking about it.
It has boosted Nintendo's stock value by $7.2 billion over the weekend.
Hold on. All right. Can somebody explain to me how the game works?
That's okay. 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 Here we go. I'll explain, Dutch. You've played Pokemon before, right?
Of course. Okay. Like it's like Legend of Zelda. You run around. You try and catch Pokemon.
Okay. Well, here's how it works. Nintendo has incorporated a Pokemon game for your phone. It uses your GPS. So you see your character walking in real time as you walk. But over like a GPS overlay, like a real overlay of where you are.
Of your neighborhood or wherever you are?
Correct. So as you walk.
Oh, so they basically have brought the. Okay.
Hold on, let me finish. So when Pokemon appear through your camera, you'll see like a road. It'll appear through your camera. So like, let's say you're, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Augmented reality.
Yeah, 100%. Now I get it. They basically have taken the game, which was the overhead shot of you running around with.
And now you are that.
And now you are that. Okay.
And it held on because
that's brilliant.
This is great because
that is fucking.
This is great because there's actually some stories that
it makes sense. Like, well, I'm seeing people like going and like they're doing like this with their phone and okay.
Now,
for example, if you want to go to Arlington National Cemetery and catch some Pokemon, then you can totally do that. If you want to rob somebody and say, "Yeah, yep, I got Charmander over here. Give me all of your money now." You can do that as well.
Some kids were going into traps where they were just getting mugged because they thought there was a Pokestop.
Wouldn't mind get your hands on your Pidgey. So then what happens is like there's different places in the on your map that there'll be little Pokestops, like let's say a McDonald's or.
Okay,
you know,
like in your within. Okay, now is this just specific to your phone, or is anybody who has the app like that's a good spot? Regardless,
usually it's well. Here's what they do: anyone who has an app is a good spot because later on, as you progress, I'm not that far yet. You could make these like these meetup things where you buy some like pokey whatever, and then they all come and everyone goes to the park and tries to catch them. Now,
can you fight other Pokemon?
Yes, there's
masters.
Yes,
standing in front of you.
There's different. No, there's different areas. There's gyms. All over the place, right?
Okay, right.
Now,
okay.
So what happens is you go to a gym. If you go, you get a high enough level, you go to the gym and you beat that person. You don't beat them in real time, but you beat their Pokemon, right? Uh-huh. Then you become the leader of that gym. So anyone that walks by, it sees your name and everything. You're the leader. Then people have to come and try to beat you and so on and so forth.
But they physically have to go to that spot regardless
of
who's there.
And by the way, you can't cheat. You can't drive around. It knows it, I guess, because the accelerometer in it. So you have to walk.
Yeah, you're walking.
Right. So it's actually making people... walk.
And if you
so
want, I can jump
weird,
to
such a great idea.
If you want, I can jump to the Washington Post article about the Holocaust Museum to visitors. Please stop catching Pokemon here.
No. So yeah.
You kidding me?
The yeah, go ahead, Marie.
Almost everywhere you turn, it seems people have their eyes glued to the smartphone screens playing Pokemon Go. Since its launch last week, it's only been out a week. The app has quickly become a cultural phenomenon that has fans of all ages hunting around their neighborhoods for collectible digital creatures that appear on player screens as they explore real-world locations. But there's at least one place that would really like to keep Pokemon out. The Holocaust Museum.
Come on, people.
The museum, along with many other landmarks, is a Pokestop.
You know what, Dutch? That's bad, and frankly, I'm offended.
Oh. What's wrong with us tonight?
I bet you did not.
Tired,
I bet you did not see that coming.
There are three Pokestops 3 Pokestops associated with various parts of the museum.
And by the way, are they gas type Pokemons? I was too fast. Okay, that was mean. That was mean. No. That was mean.
Playing the game is. Playing the game is
Pokemon in the Jewish
whatever. Jewish,
yeah.
That's Thank it. You. I'm sorry, Marie. I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's Please okay.
Go. I don't speak Yiddish.
You're right. You should be sorry. That was a terrible response you got back. Playing the game is not appropriate in the museum, which is a memorial to the victims of Nazism.
I'm signing up right now, by the way.
For the Holocaust Museum or Pokemon?
Pokemon. Well, okay. I just haven't signed up yet, so okay. Give me a second.
Sure.
We are currently trying to find out if we can get the museum excluded from the game.
No. The answer is no. If there's Pokemon in there, Poke Lives Matter. We're not going to have them go extinct because of the fucking... Listen. Okay. let me try to be a little more caring.
Give up on it.
I'm trying to be more caring these days, Dejai.
I was reading a meme the other day about like how... is like, oh, I really had this worldview change when 2 adorable little kids knocked on my door saying, "Excuse me, sir, but there's a Pikachu in your backyard. We were wondering if we could come inside your house to go catch it."
And then he killed them.
And then he said, "I shut the door in the kid's face and ran out because there's a Pikachu in my backyard."
That's funny. That is very funny.
Now, if he had the Pikachu, could those little kids not get it now? Or right. Is it just available?
I don't know.
It's location. It's in that area.
I don't know yeah. Because Royce and I both got the same animal in the same spot once. So I don't know.
Yeah, but.
Okay. So it's not like if he gets it, you don't get it. It's just it randomizes throughout the world. And if you happen to be logged in. No, it's there.
I don't know exactly. You might be right. I don't know exactly how it works. But like the
we're
more
not the inventors of the game,
the higher the more populated areas, the more Pokestops there are, the more. I mean, I'm fucking 30. I'm gonna be 34 years old.
Well, I'm talking to Professor Willow.
Professor Willow's a hunk. Look at him. Tell me he's not a gilf.
Oh my god, him and his gray hair.
Right, he's a hunk.
I want him to fuck my mouth.
Yeah, Professor Willow.
Jesus
should.
Christ.
Dutch.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Get what? Excited.
Marie, find Professor Willow Pokemon Go. Post it in the chat
room.
Should
be a girl or a guy?
I'm a guy. Marie's a girl, obviously. You should be whatever. Is there a drunk option?
Well, then I guess I'm going to have to sign up because there is a drunk option.
That's great.
I'm going to name myself Pokemon Steinowitz according to Spider McGee.
I need blue eyes. Ooh, I get to choose my hat. Mm-hmm. Is there an eagle's hat?
Sure. Oh, the Holocaust Museum said if you do show up again, it's going to Holocaust you. So
that's a good one.
Make sure.
You know, Sherry had a good point last
night.
There's
Professor Willow. Look how hot he is in the chat.
Very handsome.
Look at that handsome man.
Sherry was saying that she was annoyed that she had to wear a hat. She wanted an option to have no hat.
Mm-hmm.
And now that bothers me that I also don't.
I'm not almost as old as Professor Oak Justin.
Check how tan I am. Right now or what I will be later in the month?
I usually go with what I'm going to be like end of August.
Okay.
Go end August because...
But here's what you guys haven't pointed out. You know, it's been a fucking horrible year so far. Like all kinds of shit, shootings and massacres and all this other crap. Somehow we are able to subside all of that when we've got Pokemon Go as our latest distraction of the moment. For the nation.
Why are you bringing the show down, dude? We're having fun.
No,
here.
He's making a great point. And it's because Nintendo somehow augmented reality to put friends right in front of our faces that we can go and catch at any point in time, and it's free.
Yeah, you know, fuck it. You know, we just had 49 people die in Orlando and all this shit happened in Dallas and Falcon Crest and all that stuff. But as long as we can distract ourselves for a minute, I'm not trying to bring it down.
What type of shoes should I pick?
Red shoes.
Now I'm gonna go with orange. I got an orange theme going on here.
But Mark, I said it earlier on Facebook. 2016 seems like it's being directed by the Coen brothers because it is fucking crazy.
It is ridiculous. This year, right now, what's going on as far as the election, all this racial tension, everything like that. Like I need something like this because my head will explode otherwise if I don't think about it.
Well, by the way, the preferred vernacular is pokey person. Mark?
There's a Clinton running for office. Blink-182 just had a number one album come out earlier this week, and everyone's obsessed over Pokemon. So clearly it's 2001, so I'm waiting for another couple of Twin Towers.
Oh, shit. Do I get Charizard, Squirtle, or do I get...
Hold on. I read a tip. If you ignore him 4 times, this is true, the 4th time Pikachu will come, and you get him as your starting one.
Jesus. I don't like them, though, because I remember playing the game. I remember I liked the Earth guy. What's his name?
The Earth guy?
The one that's by plants.
Bulbasaur?
Okay, oh, Bulbasaur. Okay, I'm fighting Bulbasaur now. Yeah, oh, here he is, right in front of me.
By the way, look at this furry look at this furry stripper cat in the video, Dutch. I just realized where this paused. Look at that.
Okay, just got Bulbasaur. Nice.
Look at that furry stripper cat.
Oh shit!
What is that?
I don't know. What is that?
We never finished the video. We're so ADD.
You are.
Okay, I got Bulbasaur. So what do I do now?
Anything else about the Holocaust Museum, Marie? That's it.
No, but I would like to just briefly add to the ridiculousness that is the tragic deaths that's been happening. I don't know if you heard national news. There was a woman that fell off the Grand Canyon accidentally.
Yep.
My boss knew her. She was one of the Yelp directors in Orlando and was visiting the Grand Canyon just to travel, was taking a photo with her friends over there. And like some guy was like next in line to get a photo. And she tried to move out of the way for him and fell 40 feet to her or whatever.
She knew that woman?
Yeah. She was a Yelp director in Orlando. She was from Orlando.
How many stars did she give the Grand Canyon?
God damn it.
And was she able to catch the Pokemon?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Marie, but this person that unfortunately died had a great beaming personality, like a really awesome smile, according to what people said. I know some people that know her too. It fucking sucks.
Dutch,
I can't believe you made that bad Yelp joke earlier.
It's such a terrifying way to die. Like when you think about it, just like if you sit there and you're like, I was on vacation with my friend.
Yeah, you fell in a big hole. I get how terrifying it is. You don't need to go deep into it. You fell into a huge hole in the ground.
Dude, no, but to have to fucking fly home and then explain to her family that she just fell in is terrifying and so sad. And yet it's just like she was there one moment taking a picture and then she fell into the Grand Canyon.
Because of a Pokemon game.
No, that was not because of a Pokemon game. It was because some person behind her wanted to get a photo and she stepped out of the way, slipped, and fell into the Grand Canyon.
Watch that first step. It's a doozy.
Like, I don't want to laugh, but that's Looney Tunes-esque way to die.
Well, actually, reports are in that when she fell, she was holding a sign that said, yipe. And then she fell first.
It's not okay. She was apparently a wonderful person.
It's not okay. You're right.
But that's the only thing I can say. When I heard that story, I was just like, that's not okay. That's not an okay way to die. No, we've already had someone get eaten by an alligator or dragged in by an alligator.
Geez. Can I ask a question?
What's going on to this year?
Okay, how do I upgrade my Bulbasaur?
Thank you for bringing it back to perspective.
Finally, Dutch asking the hard-hitting question.
Well,
I have him, but I don't know how to upgrade him, because I know that he's good only if he has his viney things.
Well, you don't upgrade him yet. You have to keep playing, Dutch.
Well, how many do I can get before I can upgrade and pwn you for
I don't know. Why don't you walk? You have to walk first. It's not going to work sitting.
No,
come back, Dutch. You're doing a show.
You stay put.
Dutch.
You stay put.
Dutch.
Don't you leave us.
Dutch.
Dutch is gone.
He just fucking, he left the show to go get a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
How many people do you think have gotten fired for playing Pokemon Go?
I know one in this show that's about to.
Shit.
He just fucking, what an asshole.
I refuse to play the game. I'm not going to download it. I refuse to play it.
I get it.
Yeah, until you go for a long nature walk, and then all of a sudden you're like, I should turn it on.
I could have been cutting Pokemon right now.
I could be catching Pokemon this whole time.
Fuck a bunch of that. You know what? If I'm going to hold something
in my hand
while I'm walking down a nature trail, it's either a beer or a joint. That's it.
That's fair.
Especially for because we're all going to the river.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to catch so many Pokemon there.
Oh, it's going to be great.
What? You're going to catch so many horse flies there, Royce. You forgot to mention horse flies, not Pokemon.
By the way, the rappel came in, but those horse flies are brutal. That is true. They're fucking brutal.
Royce bought like 4 cases of rappel.
You don't understand how much I bought, Mark. It is a it is a ludicrous amount of rappel.
I didn't find any.
Where did you? Yeah, there's not going to be one in the bathroom.
Well, no, I walked out in my backyard and my front yard, and then I realized that Kelsey, which has been gone for the last week, hasn't watered a single thing. All of her plants are dead.
How ironic that you are in charge of a greenhouse company that specializes in watering plants, and meanwhile, all the plants in front of your house die.
If I'm gone for 5 days, my girlfriend who just doesn't, I don't know.
Why don't you install your sprinkler system?
Way our front lawn looks, whatever.
Why don't you install your sprinkler system on your yard?
Yeah, bro.
that's meant for indoor greenhouses. It's not a sprinkler system.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have a... let's move on to the next story. How about that?
I want to catch a Pokemon.
This is from the Palm Beach Post. It's from Florida. Nearly naked woman crashes into boyfriend.
It's from where?
Oh, Palm Beach, Florida.
Everyone from Florida
Nearly naked woman crashes into boyfriend's truck in the Belglade.
That sounds about right.
It sounds exactly like a Florida title.
Yeah, that sounds right on the money.
A Clouston woman wanted to get dressed before turning herself into police Friday night.
You scroll down, by the way, try not to focus on her eyebrows.
I already did when I was before the show. I was like, whoa.
I stared at her eyebrows for a solid minute.
Yeah.
What the hell? Why is the Sharpie thing? Why is that a thing?
No, it's not even that. She has chola eyebrows is what it looks like.
It's faded in and faded out.
Her eyebrows have a high top fade. Maybe she named one of them Kid and the other one Play.
She has like dynamic processing eyebrows.
She's been watching too much.
That's an audio joke for you files out there.
Just go ahead, Mark. I was about to say the same thing.
I was learning how to contour.
Go ahead, Mark.
She was watching too much Orange is the New Black.
What the fuck is up with her eyebrows in that show?
They're hard.
She looks like she's always scared.
Yeah. It's really bad, but not too uncommon in the Hispanic community. I will have to vouch for that as a Hispanic man, because for whatever reason, bitches just love to shave their eyebrows and then paint them back on. I don't know what it is. Apparently, they just can't deal with expressions without having to, you know, draw them on like they're, you know, those things that you can buy in the gas stations that are like the pencil, like metal shavings, and you can draw them on there. So confused. I'm so angry. This is kind of what it looks
like. Yeah, like the magnet thing. Like the magnet beard guy. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yes.
The nearly naked, it says, but she didn't quite make it home. It said 25-year-old Brianda Naila Ramirez met with deputies while wearing just a bra when they caught up to her near the Hendry County line.
If she was wearing a bra, then she was clothed.
The nearly naked woman.
She's nearly naked.
Was she wearing anything underneath, though? Was she like
under her bra? Probably not.
Winnie the Pooh in it, or
if she were wearing a bathing suit, that would have been a non-story. But because it's a bra, she's nearly naked.
That's the point, though. No, was she wearing a bottom?
I think so. The nearly naked woman flipped her boyfriend's truck when she intentionally hit it on Roosevelt Street in Belglade. The man told deputies Ramirez was upset that he wanted her to end their one-year relationship when he went to his aunt's residence. She told deputies they finished having sex, hence her lack of clothing, and left her apartment. She threw on a bra, followed him to Belglade in her car. Ramirez told deputies...
What a fucking... That's a... Dude, he pulled a good movie.
Why?
Dumps her and walks away.
I would never date a Hispanic woman. This is the reason why.
I would agree with that.
Much like you, Mark, I grew up in it. I know it, and I would never put myself through it.
Bitches be crazy.
Let me tell you something. I have 36 years of experience dealing with Hispanic women, and I date them as white and pale and pasty as they come. And so anytime, where the white women, that's me. That is me.
Where are the white women at?
Oh, users, listeners.
It's true. Mark found a girl that... You could almost see through her. Her skin is so fair.
She's translucent.
Very, very fair.
She's the nicest, kindest, best way that you could ever want.
She is so...
You know what? This is something we've never addressed in the show. I've been doing this for a long time. Is that... So you guys...
Yep.
And just to realize that you, Ryan, Mark, nobody has gone with their own kind. Is it because of things like this?
Absolutely, it's because of this.
Dude, you don't even... Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Let's school the white... Hold on. Let's school the white people here, Mark. Okay. Here's the thing with Hispanic women. And by the way, it has nothing... And this is Hispanic in general. It doesn't have to do with it. It's Cuban, Colombian, Venezuelan, Puerto Rican. Doesn't matter. Hispanic women. When they are angry, I would rather walk into the F5 from Twister.
It is brutal, dude. They fucking get in. They don't fucking slap you. They don't slap you. They'll fucking straight up throw hands. You're boxing at that point. They're nuts. Everything is a weapon. Anybody who's ever had a Hispanic mom knows everything is a weapon.
You ever see that movie Zero Dark Thirty when they start like beating the shit out of this guy, waterboarding and torturing and all that sort of thing? I would rather deal with that because at least there's a chance that I can survive and somehow win. There is no win with Spanish women. With Hispanic women,
it is
all about them.
Oh my
god! It is all about las chaquetas, cinturón.
Oh.
The only reason that I was that my mom stopped beating me was because at one point when I was 15 years old, I finally figured out her moves like Matrix and just blocking everything,
just blocking shots.
Yeah. But then she got clever and she started taking things away from me that I cared about. And
that
I was like,
hurts more. Just hit me.
Just take the ass whipping. God damn it! I should have never held my car. Fuck,
Mark. Here's a perfect example.
Tell your reaction out of both of you two than asking about this, because this is so foreign to me.
Check this out. Tell your Nirvana story.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so, I love this.
So the one time that I firmly regret. So I told my mom that you treat me like an animal and all this other stuff. So she grounded me from going to my first concert, which was Nirvana, who had played with the Pixies in Lakeland in 1993. And I was like, oh, that's fine. They'll come back on tour.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fuck. Did they?
No. No, they didn't.
No, they did not. I saw Foo Fighters, but no Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but after 2004.
Yeah, he had a bullet train to catch. But anyway.
Cain, what the hell is happening today? Another one.
Even now, they're like irrational creatures. They're just feral animals.
It's crazy. You're feral. That's the point. Feral.
1 minute, they're all about, you know,
the Benjamin.
My mom, up until 3 or 4 months ago, wants to vote for Trump. She says she's stopped smoking weed. And then a week later, she's like, no, yo quiero la mota, por favor, porque necesito fumar and all this shit. I'm like, I don't even know.
Yeah,
you know who I feel sad for? I feel sad for my whiter than white stepdad, my dad, I consider him my dad, but he's the whitest white guy on planet Earth. He's from Kalamazoo, Michigan. He loves fucking motorcycles and NASCAR and all this other shit. That poor bastard is going to die probably of murder because they're going to kill each other. I don't know. Like, if they want a divorce, I'd be like, please do whatever you need to do. Get away from this woman.
Because I'll tell you, man, it is.
Yeah, you have a sister. Now, Mark, do you have any sisters or is it just you or what's going on?
I have one sister and she is not as bad as my mom, but it's pretty damn close to the point where my brother-in-law is his like full on Marine Corps. Hoorah. Like he's served two tours in Iraq, but even he's called my dad. He's called my dad. And he's even been,
what do I do here?
What the hell do I do? And my dad said,
oh, no.
You should have known better, bro. You should have known better. You're used to war zones or something to that effect. But I love my brother. And I love my mom. But God damn it, Hispanic women. You nuts.
They fuck it, dude.
Lucas.
It is the crazy. I remember in high school, 16, 17 years old. There was this girl, and you've seen the picture, the one I went to prom with. I went to prom with her. She's like, oh, you're going to ask me out to prom, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, you're cute, whatever. And she was like, yeah, because, you know, my boyfriend, Eduardo, he was a piece of shit. I broke up with him. He's an asshole, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, cool. So I get up ready. Prom is in a week. I pick her up. I take her to prom. She ends up getting back with him at prom after I drove her there. I'm like, I'm fucking out. I'm done with this. I'm fucking done. I don't need this shit anymore. It is fucking horrendous. And again, it's not just emotionally painful. It is physically hurt. It physically hurts.
Which one hurts more?
What was Rita and Renee like growing up?
Renee's fine, actually. Renee's actually pretty cool, I'll say. But my mom, man, my mom broke a mop over my leg. Like,
oh, no.
Okay, you know how I talked about the Cuban mop that we had, which for those who don't know, it's one of the, it's just a T that you throw a shirt or like a towel on.
It sounds like a move, a Cuban mop.
It is. Do you know? Dude, it's fucking crazy.
She pulled the Cuban mop?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit, the Cuban mop, bro.
I got it.
Sounds like a... You're right. Like the Dirty Sanchez.
Not the Cuban mop.
The rodeo. The Cuban mop.
You don't know that you're doing it. Royce, correct me if I'm wrong.
There you go. That's exactly what it is. Okay, I see what you're saying. Royce has described this before in the chat room.
I didn't even know that I was doing it at the time, but I just knew that when I was dating girls in high school, when I was dating girls in college, when I'm dating girls, you know, after college and all that stuff, they're all like super white, like inherently like very, very white. I'm talking white, like super, super white.
Right.
And I didn't realize what it was until, oh yeah, it makes sense. I just don't fuck my fucking Hispanic women, man. They just fucking screwed me up so bad.
Here's the one thing that I will say. It's not that we're white. It's just that we're not assholes. I think that's what usually happens as far as people describing white people as far as, you know what I mean? Like, that's like that's a white thing to do, or that's a white person, or the white. How about we're just maybe more polite than the rest of you? Maybe.
Hey, you know what? First off, don't start, because it's already a powder keg. Yes.
Please do me a favor right now.
I'm basically throwing more kindling to the fire.
It wasn't our fault to begin with. As Patrice O'Neill would say, white women are pleasant on the front end when it comes to relations. Hi, how are you? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, that bit was hilarious.
Go to Google image search.
Okay.
Just really quickly. I have to know if this is just my cookies or... just put in Cuban mop and go to Google image search.
Cuban.
And images, and scroll down. Scroll. There. See that guy right there?
Yeah.
I know that guy. I went to college with him.
Really?
What? So how weird.
His name's Hector Alfaro. I totally worked with him in college.
That
what
is
the
fucking
fuck?
Hilarious.
I had to click on, I'm like, is that Hector?
He's even wearing a shirt that sounds Spanish.
I think he still lives in Orlando. I think we bumped into him at Islands of Adventure once. Think you saw him too.
That's awesome.
He's totally around here. I think they just bought a house.
He's Isla Aventura.
I have to hit him up on Facebook and be like, dude, Google Cuban mop.
Oh, God.
You're
and yeah,
welcome.
Dutch saying we're not assholes seems to be hypocritical, Spider McGee says in the chat.
I'm not that white, let's be honest.
Shut up. Yeah, you are. You're very white.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Because no, white is not a term of what color your skin is. It these days with if you're a minority, saying something is white is an insult. These days.
No, it's like, I mean, you know, that or if you're a black 90s stand-up. White people talk like this.
And you're still making out pretty well for yourself, so there you go.
Yeah, you're doing good. It's that white privilege you got, bro.
You're doing exactly. I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
It's all that
sprint. We're not allowed to talk about issues because of we have no right to say anything.
I don't want
to
have this. I don't want to hear this.
I actually got shut down at the fucking show like 3 times this week, and I made that exact same sarcastic point. I'm like, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't say anything. I'm a straight white male. My opinion is invalid.
I don't want to hear the fucking sprinkler king of Colorado talking down to us minorities. All right? Fucking.
When you're white, the sky's the limit. Anything else, the limit's the sky. Hey-o.
Dutch inherited his money from
what that means, but it sounded cool.
His great-grandfather, Seymour Van Wingerden, actually left the sprinkler company in Dutch's name.
Well, I don't know actually what happened. My Oma and Opa, which is... My grandfather and my grandmother from my Dutch side of my family, they got out right as Hitler was invading.
Ooh,
Jesus.
Just right under the, out of the skin of their teeth.
Right under the wire, like barely under the wire.
And you know what? They escaped.
They were smart.
Because they had the first beta of Pokemon Go and they were searching for some Charmanders and Pokemon.
Showed up yet.
You know what? I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something controversial right now. Hitler was a real Nazi.
I
should
have taken Squirtle, shouldn't I?
Hitler was a real Nazi. And I don't care what anybody tells me. He was. Look it up. Look at the parallels between Hitler and Nazis. There's a parallel. I'm serious. Go to conspiracy sites. Look up Hitler. Look up Nazis. There's a connection. A lot of people are like, Royce, you're a conspiracy nut. But when you really dig in deep... You have to go deep. You can't look at what the fucking lame street media says. There's a real connection between Hitler and Nazis.
I don't know.
Look, my fucking theory holds water. All I'm saying is it holds water.
Where is the proof?
I'll tell you right now. If you look really closely at pictures of Hitler, sometimes he can be seen with a swastika on. You have to look closely. Very, very closely. But I'm saying it. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care. You're not going to convince me otherwise.
This is the hottest take I've heard all day.
Thank you.
People are trying to unconvince you that Hitler's a Nazi?
Hitler's a Nazi.
I'm telling.
What happens if I lay down a lure for Pokemon? What's going to happen?
That allure makes them like come towards you when you're not moving.
Ooh!
Wait, I shouldn't have said that.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Oh, fuck.
You guys totally, both of you sound right now like you're totally going to get laid tonight, and I'm being very, very sarcastic right now.
Roy Black says, well, they
all have girlfriends.
Roy so. Black says,
shit.
Roy Black says, they also say Hitler was a vegan, but I can't imagine him being that judgmental and pushy. Hashtag not my joke. That's real, very funny, though. All right, why don't we go to break so Dutch can catch a Pokemon? We'll come back with the second half. All right, hit it.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, boys and girls, do you like movies? Do you like talking about movies and giving your opinion about every little thing that makes you mad and happy and excited and pissed off? Well, Chris Whetton?
Yes, sir.
I like talking about movies, and I like talking about movies with you. Listen to the Untitled Movie Podcast exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Do you like weed? What about circles? How about numbers? If all three of these things are what you want to hear on the radio, then you gotta check out 360 on 420. It's all in the title. You got your 360 circles, you got your 420 weeds, and those are all numbers. 360 on 420, check them out. Weed, circles, numbers, time. Sundays and Wednesdays at 11. Two shows per week.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film. Because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And yeah. Also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Your exercise?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. All right, let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poos Poos.
It's,
right?
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Jonathan Cole, Don Geis's office, and Les Winkler in corporate communications. Tell Susan Cunningham, Alan Junkin, Mark.
Jack, what took you so long?
Banks, you son of a bitch.
You know, revenge is a dish best served cold, Jack. Like sashimi or pizza.
You prefer cold pizza?
The morning after? It's the best.
Better than hot pizza? That's insane.
You don't tell me what kind of pizza to like. You don't tell me anything anymore, Jack.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780, if you want to call in.
I want a song with a gangster lean.
Gotta love them because they don't fucking bitch to YouTube to take the videos down. Some other fucking mark-ass herbs, as the kids say.
Floozies, two guys from Lawrence, Kansas.
Hi, we're the Floozies. We're here to rock your fucking socks off.
They're from Lawrence?
Yep.
Yes, they are. I went to school in Heston, Kansas. It was right down, not far from Lawrence, and I used to date a girl from Lawrence.
You lived in Kansas?
Oh, my God.
Did you really?
Yes, I went to school in Heston, Kansas. College.
I've never heard you say
that you were in Kansas.
We have talked about this multiple times. I've worn Heston College shirts 1,000 times on this show.
You know what Dutch
they
is like?
Listen to me when I talk, Mark.
Dutch is like Buster.
Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
You deserve that one, buddy.
Deserve what? I deserve anything.
It's your birthday, bitch.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. But in the meantime, happy. What year? How old are you going to be turning tomorrow?
32.
32? Ooh, so you are only 1 year away from your Jesus year. Su año de Jesus.
That's 33.
I never thought I would live this long.
Trust me, neither do we.
When you're in your early 20s, when you're in your early 20s, you always imagine that, like, oh, God, 30, that's so old.
Right?
I don't feel old, though.
Too old.
But just then, wait until 40.
You do like me, right? When you're getting like super, super stoned watching Pineapple Express, and then you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, eventually Seth Rogen's going to die. James Franco's going to die. Oh shit, I'm going to die. Whoop, 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 whoop. And it just goes all downhill from there, and you just think about death every single day of your life, right?
That's how it goes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I guess. That or just you have like old people problems. Like I sent Marie a picture during the break. So part of my tree collapsed in my yard today.
Were you there for it?
I was, actually, and I was asleep and I slept through the whole thing.
Classic Dutch.
Well, fortunately, you didn't get hit by it, so that's a good thing, right?
Is it fortunate?
I don't know if you can really see.
Yep, that's a tree.
Is that an iPhone 4S? What the hell is wrong with you? Come on, you got to upgrade and
shit. Sick motherfucker, what are you talking about?
Holy shit. That's crazy.
How did that happen?
Well, the tree is kind of diseased. And
oh, yeah, it's at your house.
A third of it just decided. No, this was going on way before I started living here, but a third of it was just like, yeah, we don't want to live anymore, and just fell. So, just cracking it. But yeah, Kelsey told me, because I just got in last night at like 1 a.m, and she was like, yeah, so I think that part of the tree might like break off and crack or something. It's like, I don't know, I'm concerned about it. I was like, all right, I'll look at it tomorrow. And then, like, I'm still sleeping.
So she knew, and you did nothing?
Well, what were we going to do?
Cut it down.
It just cracked yesterday,
and then
it fell fully today. So we're going to have to get, like, a couple of chainsaws and cut it down and throw everything in the back of the pickup.
But you would think you're in the sprinkler business, so you'd be able to take care of that.
If it makes you feel better during the Hurricane Charlie debacle in Florida in 2005, there was a tree that completely destroyed like 2 or 3 cars in my neighborhood when I was living by myself. And my Uncle John and Tia Gloria stood by like this huge oak tree. It must have been like 20, 30 feet tall. And we're standing next to these two people's cars that were completely crushed.
For those of you who don't know, Tia is Hispanic for aunt.
Tia Gloria.
Yeah.
And Gloria is also a Spanish name for a woman, which is bad. Hispanic women are bad.
Again.
Going back to this point.
Like radio listeners.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not. It's just don't do it.
It's not worth it. It's totally not worth it.
It's not.
No amount of hot can compensate for that crazy la loquera you're going to face.
What hurricane was that? What hurricane did that happen in, Mark?
Charlie, 2005.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Charlie's my dad. Call me Chuck. that's just hurricane etiquette. Also the name of my new band. Marie, can we move on to the next story?
I guess so.
Jesus, more enthusiasm. Try it again. Marie, can we move on to the next story?
Okay.
Much better.
Florida woman driving while praying with her eyes closed. Crashes into house.
Oh, her prayer didn't get answered.
Unless her prayer was to crash into a house.
Well, let's see. First line of the article. Guesses?
What?
First line of the article. Guesses.
Oh, wait. Is it a pun?
What would Jesus do?
Close.
Jesus take the wheel.
Yep.
Oh. Yes!
No.
Yes! Yes!
Sorry.
Jesus take the wheel. A Florida woman who ran a stop sign and drove into a house.
Wait, did you say Florida?
Yes.
Well, I already did it. You don't have to do it twice.
We can only do it once per show. We've determined.
It takes way too long if you keep doing it for every Florida story.
70% of the show.
Sorry. She ran a stop sign and drove into a house, and she was taken to a hospital for evaluation after she told cops she'd been praying with her eyes closed the time of the crash. The 28-year-old woman, whose name has not been released, careened through an intersection, over a yard, and into a small brick house in the town of Mary Esther, Florida.
Into a brick house.
Well, yeah, that was starting to get playing Jesus Take the Wheel. Jesus Take the Wheel. Now I gotta find Brick House. Because maybe we work too much. I'm tired.
Yeah, we are gonna make you work, producer.
Truck wasn't mighty. Their engine blocks all hanged out.
I just like to point out the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Oh, Pastor Royce, thank you so much for joining the show.
No, I would like to point out that God answers prayers. Well, that I don't like the sin music. You will change it. Put some jars of clay on.
Jars of clay?
Some POD.
Some Newsboys.
Creed?
Newsboys.
Creed?
Newsboys. Newsboys.
Stephen Curtis Chapman?
Newsboys.
Kirk Franklin? GP, are you with me? Anyway, I was saying, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
And answers prayers.
This woman was actually praying to go to the hospital.
And she mysteriously crashed her goddamn truck.
I don't know if it was a mystery.
You know, Brother Ramcat, you're making a mockery of this.
Where's this DC Talk? What are they talking about? DC Talk to Jesus Freak, not Newsboys. YouTube is wrong.
What?
You're wrong.
Well, I was looking up Newsboys songs, and they said Jesus Freak, but that's clearly DC Talk. Hello.
Oh. Huh.
They were awesome.
Were they?
No.
Go ahead, Ray. Read the story.
The driver of Fort Walton Beach, Florida, was headed eastbound on Marcia Drive when she... When the holy show occurred? Sorry. When the holy show occurred.
This writer loves this, doesn't he?
Too much. Too much.
This writer must be an atheist.
You think? Nobody was injured in the accident, and the woman was hit with reckless driving and property damage. Let's see if the Lord will help her get out of this one.
I don't like this writer.
He is a dick, and I love him.
I don't like it. What website? Is it one of those liberal Jew websites? What is this?
Yes, the New York Daily News.
And she tithed 10% to her bail bondsman, who promptly let her out of jail the following morning. Praise to Brazner.
More like the New York Daily Jews. I don't listen to them.
Normally, Jews are the more conservative type. No.
You're the more conservative type, Brother Dutch. Here's the problem. I've been praying and praying and praying. And I prayed for this woman. She said, I want to get... She told me the other day she was in my church. She was down in Biloxi, Mississippi. At my church. And she goes, Pastor Royce, I want to crash my car into a wall and go to the hospital. And I said, pray on it. Keep praying on it. While you drive.
And close your eyes while you're doing it, too.
That's the only way to pray. It doesn't count if you don't close your eyes.
Pastor Royce, what is the acceptable way to pray while driving?
I'll tell you what I do. Sometimes when I'm driving by, like, schools, the voice of children guides me so it's safer. So I stomp on the accelerator. Because when you're moving faster, kids tend to be scared, so they run out of the way. I stomp. On the accelerator. In my 1975.
Generally in a school zone, you want to go a little bit slower, I would think, no?
Yeah, you do that if you're a sinner. If you want children to die, I want them to live. I want them to learn. Fast cars are coming!
Pastor Royce, what are your thoughts on Pokemon and Hispanic women?
Ooh, I got to check my game.
Pokemon. I know what that is. Those are little demons that Nintendo wants you to catch for them.
Nintendo's Japanese for Satan, right?
That's correct. Okay. Not many people know most things are Japanese for Satan.
Well, Pastor Royce, do Christians and or Jesus Christ have some sort of augmented virtual reality game that I could play instead of Pokemon?
Yeah, there is a game. It's called The Bible. Uh-huh. And here's the augmented reality. What you do is you read the Bible and then you throw it at people and go, read the Bible! And if they don't do it, they're sinners. I went, actually, one time. I'll tell this story. I went to help these cancer children, actually. And I started throwing Bibles at them as fast as I could, right at their heads. Because I figure the Lord's going to go right in there and cure it.
Well, okay, that's not really a fun game, though, because I can't collect anything.
The Lord isn't a game.
No, the Lord isn't a game, but the Lord allows games.
You know what's a fun game? Candy Crush.
Oh, okay.
I'll play that. That's fine. No little demons in that. Candy's delicious.
Pokemon Go as we go. I think that's fun, too.
Yeah, more like Pokemon, you're going to go to hell.
Oh,
really?
That's correct.
Why?
Little demons.
Well, because you're idolizing the Pokemons.
What? Idolizing them? They're going to be my servants. Idolizing means you're treating them like they're gods.
Well, yeah, you're seeking them.
Yeah. Okay.
You should read my book called False Idols. Now, it's not what you think. It's about Billy Idol impersonators. That's what it's about. People thought it's not. Pastor Royce has interest outside of the church.
Big fan of White Wedding or.
That is correct. I cannot lie. Everybody has a little guilty pleasure, and that's mine.
I don't know.
I just pray that when you play the song, YouTube doesn't mute it.
Oh, so I shouldn't play it then.
I don't know. I have no idea. Ah.
All right. How about this? I'll give 5-second clips at a time.
Look for...
All right,
it's too long.
Too long. Oh, the pastor just left. Sorry, guys.
You know, I really think that the pastor should invent a competitor to Pokemon Go where instead of catching Pokemon, you're catching like little Jesus fish or apostles, you know, something like Christian friendly.
It won't be long before they come out with something like that.
Got to catch all 12.
What I do is I catch donations.
Of course you do.
And what I do with those donations
you came
is,
back?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking and I thought of an idea.
Okay. All right, that's too long.
Again, False Idols on Amazon and Kindle if you want to read them. It's a really good book. Really
Pastor
good.
Pastor Royce, what's your feelings on MC 900 Foot Jesus? Is he a true follower, a true believer?
I don't know what that is, but I am aware that MC Hammer and he was a sinner. Had you seen what he was in his pants? That was put into just to shame white man.
What?
That's correct. Big black penises are a test from Satan.
Well, what if you're shame, what if you're man. What if you're a black Christian man?
I've never seen one.
Sure you have. There's plenty.
Not in my church. I pay extra money to make sure that doesn't happen.
You pay money to not allow people into your church.
You're saying it wrong. What I'm doing is I'm financially keeping my congregation pure.
Ooh. That's not okay.
Don't tell me it's in the Bible.
This map is really accurate to exactly where you are.
Going to hell.
Joel.
That's one way ticket to hell. Dutch.
I know. It is
the same way I'm turning. It's cool. Like, I see my neighbor's house here, and I see him over here. It's great.
Look at my grandmother before she died.
Spider McGee says you're forgetting the new Catholic game, Popemon.
Oh, what's happening tonight? Everybody's being punny. This is weird. Oh,
I like fuck. It. Also, Popemon sounds like a Rastafarian pope.
Hey, it's the Popemon.
Everything Irie.
Praise the Lord.
Red Stripe.
Did you see that Channing Tatum is slated to play the new Gambit?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I read about that.
Is he going to have the Cajun accent, though?
I don't know, but he's going to have a hot bod. Off,
I say no. Your thoughts, Mark, go.
I thought he quit that. I thought he quit that.
Oh, yeah. Is he? Yeah, hold on.
I should know because look that up. I do the they Untitled Movie the Podcast, which is exclusively on morelikeradio.com every Wednesday.
Nice.
Like,
okay,
nice.
So that's the reason why
nice.
I'm asking you. You're the good job. First as far as this stuff and the knowledge goes. Last I heard, that's what he was doing, so I'm wrong now.
I've heard that he was not planning on doing it, but then they're also talking about they're doing a combined DC Marvel Universe movie. So, yeah, you know what? Channing Tatum, not a lot of people give him credit where credit is due. He is not only funny,
he's hilarious.
He's very, very talented. And if he could pull off a Cajun accent, so be it. I mean, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. And, and by the way, yesterday was our very best friend Phil Lord's birthday. So happy birthday, Phil.
You know who you're not wishing a happy birthday?
Who?
Our friend Doc Wheatley.
Happy birthday, Doc.
It's his birthday, too.
What's up, Doc?
Any drugs tonight?
I wished him happy birthday this morning.
Very good. Mark is very good about the birthday situation.
Yeah,
what's up with that? Did you have someone forget your birthday at a young age and it stuck with you, or?
No.
No.
Probably, I don't know.
I'll tell you why he doesn't forget birthdays. Hispanic women, if you forget their birthday, they will fucking kill you.
They will. In fact, I think they were.
Seriously.
January 22nd and November 24th.
Dude.
My mother's and sister's birthdays, respectively. Do not fuck around.
Do not. If you forget, birthdays. You will get. First off, you will. As Hispanic women get older, they become more guilty. Like, they guilt you more. So then it's like, no, I'm not important. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm not important. You know, fine. It's fine.
The Jewish guilt that everyone always makes fun of and, appropriates for their comedic, movies and material and everything.
I think that's just a mother thing. I don't know if that's because my mom does the same thing.
My mom does it.
But it's ramped up. But the accent and then just the heaviness of the guilt, like weight upon, just tenfold. It's
way worse with Hispanic moms.
I'm telling you, it's not good. I never want to wish that on any person, my enemy or my friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, you two guys have to live with it every day.
It was bad, man.
That's hilarious. I didn't know. I've heard about it. I've heard the rumors, but I've never actually heard Hispanic guys talk about it. Like, no. that's a real fucking thing like I have tonight.
Yeah, you know, there's certain things that I know as a Hispanic person to be true is that I would kill every single one of you if I could not eat Hispanic food ever again.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, my empanadas and Hispanic women are crazy.
Yes, absolutely. Those are fucking, you know, when you're born, you learn that as a, you get enough sandals thrown at your head where you learn it very quickly. Like I told you, my mom, that Cuban mop that we showed earlier, my mom broke that over my leg.
What did you do, though?
I don't even remember. I really don't, because I was in searing pain because she fucking sat there and teed off on me like she was Maguire on steroids. Fucking, I honestly think she chalked up her hands first and just went to, I don't remember what I did, but it was enough to fucking go, what the fuck?
Listen, I'm telling you, my mom thought that I was always malnourished, keeping in mind that the person that's supposed to make sure that I'm not malnourished is my mother. And so she was always feeding me these shake things all the time.
Oh, yep.
Like the powder things. And one time she fed it to me. I was like 11, 12 years old. And I was like, Mom, this tastes terrible. She's like, no, pero necesitas a tomarlo para que puedas hacer más. Es muy flaco, muy flaco. You're way too thin. You need to gain more weight. So I drank it and I fucking yacked all over the place. And she Ew. Never made me drink it ever again.
That's all so you got to do.
You afterwards, though?
For like 2 years. And then she, you know, like got back on the your too thin tip and everything else. In fact, there was one, like, look. I'm telling you right now, I have never been drunk or stoned around my parents. However, my mom came in one time, liquored, just completely like balls to the wall, like wind up. And I had to take care of her. And she was just an incoherent.
How old were you at the time?
I was 25, 26 years old.
Okay.
What basically happened was that my sister and my dad were dealing with her up until like 8 or 9 o'clock that night. It was like on a Friday or Saturday night. And they passed her along to me saying, we put in our time. Your turn.
Your turn.
We'll see you later. Threw their hands up in the air. I put her in the tub and I put the shower on. I was like, you need to sober up. It was really, really bad. I had this like huge burn on my arm due to a chemical burn that I got over at the movie theater when I was working there at the time. She completely ripped it off because she's just spinning around and she was grabbing on whatever she
could. Oh, but you know what the upside is, though, Mark? When you get, then they'll put Meguro Cromo on your cut. Remember that shit, that red stuff?
Ugh.
It was God. Just.
What?
There was this thing called, okay. Okay,
help me out here. Help us white people out.
Help us out here, Midge.
Oh, God, how do you spell it, Midge?
Wait, say it.
Cool. With a U.
Just say it.
Meguro.
Try that again.
Meguro.
Cromo.
Fuck, it's not coming. Hold on.
Meguro. Like Mecudo.
Like mercury? Here.
Don't tell me they put mercury on wounds.
Try Mercuro. Cromo.
C-U what?
Mercurocromo.
Mecudochrome?
Mecudochrome. There it is. Boom. Okay, this stuff. I found it. It had this like stick in it, like this long plastic stick.
Okay.
And
was it just iodine?
Yeah, like sort of. It wasn't exactly like it. There you go. There's the picture.
Ugh.
That long stick. No, hold on. That's the best part about it. They pull that stick out, put it on a cut that was bleeding and whatever, then just put it back into the bottle so the next person would have to use it. It's for real.
What is it? Is it supposed to be like some sort of a disinfectant, like a triple antibiotic?
But you wouldn't think of it. You wouldn't think that it is because it burns like seven hells. It's like wildfire from Game of Thrones, like blowing up the Sept at the very end of the season or whatever. It's just complete, like engulfs your arm. Like, oh my God, why did I cut myself?
It's a topical.
It's good for you.
It's a topical antiseptic to treat minor wounds, burns, and scratches. And I remember
it. So it is, but it's one of those ones that hurts.
It's not, it doesn't feel good. That's for sure.
My mom used to put like straight rubbing alcohol onto that stuff too.
Spider McGee says we called it monkey blood. that makes sense. Yeah, man, that stuff fucking was weird. And every time you were sick, they put Vicks all over your fucking body. Like, it's just a ridiculous amount of Vicks.
When they put that shit on, when they put the monkey blood on you, ironically, then you would go...
Yeah, just like that.
All over the place and start throwing shit all over the walls, and then you got beat because of that.
My mother was a huge fan of peroxide. We would have a clearly a gash like this big that requires stitches. My mom's like, you're fine. And we're just hydrogen peroxide, which would make it bigger because you're oxygenating the entire thing. Oh, God.
It's good for you, right?
Apparently.
Yeah, it's just these weird, just fucking weird ass remedies.
Home remedies.
I'm telling you, man, every culture has them and they're all fucking weird.
My dad's remedy to us wetting the bed was to drink more water before bed. Because, no, listen to me. In his mind is that water doesn't allow you to go into deep sleep. So if you have to
what?
Pee,
no.
Wake up. I'm just telling you how my stupid old Dutch dad
well,
thought.
Tell him he's wrong.
I know he's wrong now, well, but I had to pee the bed all the way up until I was like...
You were always peeing the bed.
Wait, what age?
13. I was peeing the bed until I was 13.
You are a fucking nerd.
I was that guy.
You're a nerd.
Going to like sleepovers. I never slept whenever I went over to sleepover at my friend's house because I was afraid of wetting the bed. They'd make fun of me.
Jesus.
You're a nerd.
It's a true story, by the way.
What kind of mattress did you have if you were peeing the bed every night?
That's how my parents did it. Because my... Okay, so they would lay down. They would have the mattress. They would lay down a garbage bag. And then a towel on top of that. And then the sheets.
Because that helps you out psychologically, seeing the garbage bag right before you fall asleep.
Yeah, that's great.
I leave women after a year.
Oh,
yeah, that's the reason.
Joel, why aren't you drinking any water? You showed me a garbage bag 10 minutes ago.
I'm not joking. Garbage bag. Towel to soak it up, but the garbage bag would make it so it didn't go through and hit the cushion.
Dutch's anti-pee thing was just a homeless man's outfit.
That's basically what it is.
I can't go when you watch.
Bring this up with my parents.
On like a waterfall.
That's a good point. No, Dutch, it's hard to pee in front of people, so your dad would just have random men stand there and watch you sleep all night.
Dutch's nightly routine.
It's an old Dutch proverb.
Get the garbage bag, get the towel, and then shove water down Joel's.
Hold on. And then get on Craigslist and have men come over and watch Dutch sleep.
I wasn't the only one that had this issue in my house.
At 13.
No.
At 13.
All of us peed in the bed.
You're fucking weak-bladdered pussies. All of you.
My
dad made us drink water before bed. There was like seven of us who were all peeing the bed at the same time, and we all had to have garbage bag towels.
Where's
your mom during all this shit?
My mom was a. She's not anymore after they got divorced, but she was just passed and went along with what my dad thought was best.
You would
pass the water along like buckets.
Yeah,
Sherry says in the chat. She goes, "Pissy pants, Dutch. Did they also teach you how to piss in a broken toilet and not tell anyone about it?"
I didn't know it was broken. I just thought I had a weird flush.
I love that there were so...
You didn't tell me that the bathroom wasn't working.
There were so many children in your family, and your dad was making them all drink water. He was waking up to...
And he thought, okay, that's the issue. Not, hey, I got seven kids who are all wetting the bed. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
He installed one of those big hamster feeders over the bed with water, like the water thing. Then
you have to wet the bed, drink more water.
I'm hydrated as fuck.
Dude, we trashed my dad about this at a family reunion about 5 or 6 years ago. Like, what the fuck? What logic does that make? We were all yelling about it.
Brent says, and Dutch's poor husky's in timeout tonight for pissing in the house. Give that husky some water.
He's got water outside. No. He has water outside, and he has a door. He's got a doggy door to go outside. It's just every once in a while, we got to remind him that you got to be outside. He's a puppy.
Dutch, I'm going to help you out with that. This is the best way we found. Go to like a Home Depot or Lowe's and get a couple pieces of sod of grass and like a piece of cardboard. Put it in the bathroom. That way, if he pees anywhere in the house, he's going to want to pee on grass, so you don't have to clean it up.
Or get some day laborers and have the day laborers stand right next to your husky and watch them pee while you're fucking peeing. You
just give him water. Just fucking giving him water.
I gotta get a piece, dude. I have a whole big ass backyard that now has half a tree in it. But anyways, I have a backyard, and huskies, they're winter dogs, so he can go out there during the winter. He'll be fine. I'm trying to raise.
Well, I'm glad you got a winter dog instead of a loser dog.
Winter is pissing.
That was Since we're being so goofy tonight, Marini, move on to another story.
What did I say before the show started? We're all tired. It's going to be a goofy show.
It's always a better show when we're all exhausted.
I told you so. And speaking of goofy, let's go to Fish Bras. Yes.
The new T-Bowing is here, guys.
No.
It's Fish Bras.
Is this from?
This is real.
Hey, talk about being coy.
Oh. I'm leaving.
Even the writers are on the same page as us tonight.
I'm not doing the show.
No, Royce, come back.
No,
no, Royce, come back.
Royce. I don't want to do the show.
Come back, Royce. Royce, come here.
Talk about being coy.
Come here. Talk about being coy. Fish bras are the latest brassiere trend to sweep social media. Bizarre. It's actually bizarre, but I read brassiere.
Either one are acceptable,
Marie,
I guess.
Marie, what's wrong with you?
We're all tired.
Sick.
Shut up, Marie.
I'm tired. I'm wasted. I love you, darling.
Royce, will you take the plunge and join these women?
Go ahead. Just show them. Get to the pictures.
Okay, you know what? This is going to be a fun article.
You can get to the pictures. I'm getting to the reading. Welcome to the world of the fish bra. The latest social media trend which sees female fishing fans ditch their bras and don a fresh catch to protect their modesty instead.
Okay, I see. It looks like goldfish in
No, Dutch, look at my screen.
What the?
When they catch fish, they take topless pictures holding the fish's bras.
I don't hate that.
Me neither, see?
Thousands of women have already taken part in this fishy craze, posing for proud photos on the high seas. With only a fish to cover themselves up.
There you go. Look at this one.
I don't hate any of this, by the way.
Look at that.
Well, that's a live one.
Yeah.
Hey. Some of these aren't topless.
That one is. That one is topless for sure. Oh, she's hot.
That one is.
Nice. Hey,
that's pretty good.
Nice.
When did this start?
Nice.
Like recently, like a month.
Are you sure that these women don't feel orca word?
Yeah, half of these women aren't topless. Isn't that the whole point?
There we go. That one is.
No, she's not.
Some of them are. This one is. This one's hot, too. I like this one.
Okay, White S. Brent is putting a few in there.
There we go. Thank you, White S. Brent.
There we go.
There, yeah. Apparently, yeah, they just had a couple. Okay.
I mean, I could keep reading it, but I think you got the point.
We get the point. That's pretty good.
These pictures aren't bad. Cod do better, though. I mean, I'm just... Damn it.
I think they're doing it for the halibut, if you ask me. If you ask me.
We should definitely stay all back on the fish.
Guys, there's plenty of other fish in the sea.
You're just
doing it wrong.
You're just manateeing off right now.
Oh, no.
Thanks. That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
Listen, if you guys can think of a better fish pun, let me know.
She should really cover up her snapper.
Good evening,
I don't know if you heard me because you played a joke, but or a drop. But she should really cover up that snapper.
Don't.
Okay, Miami MILF wants to know: can we get Miami MILF wants to know? Can we get real in here?
Oh,
that's good. That's really good.
It's not good. These are good.
Yeah, it's not good. It's great.
It's fucking fantastic.
You guys are carping on, but that's besides the point.
No.
You know what? It's true. They really are carp a diem, guys.
We just made a carp joke.
I know. Back to back carp jokes. Take them.
All right. And good evening. All right, I already hit that one.
Okay, thank you.
I hit that one too.
That is
you just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
Thank you.
I'm hitting random buttons now.
Okay.
I'm glad everyone's joining in. You don't have to be a brain sturgeon in order to have
a sturgeon.
Over where we just went.
Play that one again, please. That's just my favorite.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Sorry, Stephen A. I apologize.
Hey, Spider McGee saying we're going overboard with this, guys.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, you have to create your own fish pond. Don't leave it to salmon else. So.
Salmon else.
You really are shockingly good at this.
I am sick of fucking these guys just trouting out these old jokes. We are hacks.
What is going on tonight?
That's awesome.
We should really sail fin onto the next article.
Stop it.
These
Thief.
Oh, that's a long one. Sorry, I was trying to find short ones. That's a worry.
I could hardly wait.
OMC, guys.
Well, speaking of positivity, man's TripAdvisor style review of his jail cell is surprisingly positive.
Oh, okay. He did a TripAdvisor. Okay.
All right. TripAdvisor, I guess, is even there for people in jail. TripAdvisor. Oh,
sorry, Miami Love said this is officially weird.
She had some sunglasses. I put them on right now.
Officially weird.
I like it. TripAdvisor claims to be the world's largest travel site, and it's probably true. We can't fact check this. There's not enough time. I mean, what can't you find on there? Well, usually reviews of jail cells. A man who was arrested on suspicion of criminal damage in Birmingham, England, gave his cell a surprisingly positive review following his stay.
That's nice.
Quote, once in my cell, I was pleasantly surprised by the cleanliness.
Once in my cell, I was pleasantly surprised.
That's a terrible British accent. That's the worst I've ever heard.
It's pretty good. You should keep going.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I apologize. Go ahead, Dutch.
No, go ahead, Marie.
Okay.
She's quoting the guy. I'm quoting her, quoting the guy.
Oh. Surprised by the cleanliness
of the decor. I wish Greta
the cleanliness of the...
Decor? You're not even doing anything.
You have the worst British accent I've ever heard.
You have the worst British accent ever.
Neutrally decorated to please all parties.
Decorated.
Stop it.
To please all parties.
But done to a high standard.
That's like Game of Thrones. Like, that's not even really... what are you doing?
I'm in England. That's what I am.
Are all you? Right.
Well, that
are
was
you
the,
a pirate in England?
That was the end of the quote, so stop
that
echoing me.
That was the end of the quote? Oh, you're... Okay, sorry.
He even compliments the staff on its efficiency and thanks it for
compliments on the staff of the efficiency, and I think it's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Brent in the chat says the listeners are going to stab their eardrums out after hearing this.
He kicked him in the penis.
I love the Country Time Lemonade song in the background.
That's great, isn't it?
That's my favorite part.
He kicked him in the penis.
Isn't that the Country Time Lemonade song?
I don't know.
No, seriously, what's the fucking Country Time Lemonade song? I've been trying to nail it for
it
years.
Now we're distracted. Hold on.
I have to know if I did. I all finally right. get it. I was always wondering what that fucking song.
Wow,
was
we're ADD
it.
Tonight. I mean, we're usually ADD,
you're
but this is
ADD.
All right, we're. Country Time Lemonade commercial from what, 95, I'm assuming?
Sure.
Let's
go with
see
that.
The video.
Here we go.
No, that's too. No, that's too late.
That's not it?
No, it's not it.
All right, let me see. I got one from the 80s.
If it's not Country Time Lemonade, is it Welch's grape juice? Is it some form of juice that a child would drink?
It might be Welch's grape juice.
Was it Welch's grape juice? It's a drink, right? It's a drink commercial.
You tell me. I don't know.
I am telling you.
It sounds like that kid that says, "Hey, you dream with you,
Oh, oh, come on!
Did you ever have a dream that you wish?
Got
that
it.
You could
I got it. I got that. That I have. Don't worry.
I wasn't worried.
Oh, you are.
Anyways, let me read on the Daily Dot.
Sure. After
the dreams that
got it before you.
You want him to do you so much you could do anything.
That was our bomb clip for a while because it's so long. It's 22
it's
seconds
so
long.
So bad. Well, the first bomb clip was the Guile speech from Street Fighter, and that was
long. That was ridiculously long. You know what? I'm going to actually add the Have You Ever Had a Dream one back to my board again.
We can all go home.
We can all go home.
We can all go home.
Bison's getting paid off for his crimes.
All right. This guy that wrote about a jail cell on TripAdvisor even compliments the staff on its efficiency and thanks it for providing pen and paper so he could write this review.
I didn't even hit that. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile...
Maybe
I'm so sorry.
Maybe his positivity made sense. He was staying in a brand new facility, and it does actually look kind of swanky as far as jail cells go. You know, it does look kind of nice. Oddly enough, it's not the first time this has happened. In March, a man named Christian Willoughby, that's so made up for a
Christian
British guy.
Willoughby?
Christian Willoughby? Come on. Somehow sneaked an iPad into his cell in Grimsby,
anally.
England.
He snuck it in anally.
And managed to post a review to his Facebook page. I've given this place 4 stars. It's the all-day breakfast that lets it down, really. Apart from that, the staff are pleasant enough. Had my own ensuite room and butler who would come with tea and newspapers. Room was nice. The minimalistic idea was a nice touch. It was secure and safe. Quadruple glazing and security door. Ideal
place.
Like
donuts?
For winding down after a hard day, I'd definitely come back.
They're
Man,
dry
wit. Is everyone in England just a sarcastic ass?
I believe so. Well, I have another fun story.
I love fun stories.
God told me to buy it. Evangelist David Turner snaps up Tyler Perry's mansion for $17.5 million. An evangelist and former businessman is identified as the buyer of Tyler Perry's over-the-top mini Versailles mansion.
We really read a Tyler Perry story without John?
Yep. The website received a tip from the buyer and confirmed the news with Turner himself, who said, God himself played a role in the deal. God literally told me to come here.
Literally?
Like, literally? Literally? That Hispanic women, they say literally?
Literally?
Like, literally?
I'm going to stab you in the neck.
Like, literally? Literally? The website received a tip about blah, 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 blah. He said, God literally told me to come here. Turner said, I went online and saw the house, and that's when I felt like God said, this is your house. Turner said he and Tyler Perry hashed out the deal face-to-face, selling for $17.5 million, a whopping $7.5 million less than the original asking price. Turner said he's already moved.
Oh, it looks like a nice house.
Let's see the video. Hold on.
Whoa.
Wow, look at that house.
That is a nice house.
Fucking using Jesus.
It looks like something out of StarCraft.
Look at that. You must construct additional pylons.
That, I'm not joking. That overhead shot looked
it
like
did.
A... Back it up. Any StarCraft fan will recognize. Look at that.
Wow, yeah, you're right. It does.
This Cards Against Humanity drive by.
Azeroth Lair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that. $17.5 million. Jesus told him to buy it.
Is that a fucking runway on the left-hand side of that house?
Oh, we just bought this house. It's making me feel my house is garbage compared to his house.
It's garbage.
They had to pay a company to do... That's how long that house was on the market. So they had to actually pay a company to come in and do this, like...
With the music.
Dude.
Okay, I want to know where Tyler Perry moved from this house to another house. I'm sure that house is better.
Please. Tyler Perry has actually become so popular, he's transcended into just a being of pure energy that makes blaxploitation films.
Thank you, Xenu.
Yes,
that's basically what those movies are, by the way.
Yeah. Hold on. Tyler,
blaxploitation.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Stop. Tyler Perry's...
Collaborate and listen.
Tyler Perry's movies allowed him to buy this house?
Yeah. Do you know how much money he has? Go to Celebrity Net Worth. Tell me how much Tyler Perry has.
He is the black Adam Sandler.
And Adam Sandler's a Jewish Adam Sandler.
His net worth is $400 million.
God damn it!
As of
just
last
shy of a half. Here's the thing, though.
Last year.
That is a ton, but it really is kind of not that much compared to some of the richest people out there.
Look at this house, though. I mean, look at this fucking house!
This is, like, not even fair.
We will never live at a place like that.
Yeah, because we actually have souls, and we would never make movies like that.
I would make movies like that to live in a house like that.
Right. Look at this house. Come on. Look, who would dress up as a woman
really?
For this house? I would.
If the worst thing that happens is I make a couple shitty movies and I get to live in a house like that, are you kidding me?
Good Lord. Lordy, lordy, lordy.
If I have any kind of moral integrity, I apologize.
We've made Tyler Perry spoof YouTube videos. What would stop me from making a real Tyler Perry movie?
Do that too. Now I'm thinking about it.
Since 2005, he's been involved either as a director, writer, producer, and or actor in 26 film projects.
26?
That's not including his stage work. And his television work.
And he's smart in the fact that he probably has, like, you know, back-end deals as far as every time he gets aired on networks or anything like that. Yeah.
And his biggest and the most impressive thing is him fooling black Americans and thinking he's funny.
because those movies are not good. They're not.
I got to be
movies.
Honest. He was really good in Gone Girl. So
yeah. Well, I'm talking. Well, fine. 1%.
The 1%.
Tyler Perry's the 1%.
No, just he.
I'm gonna occupy this mansion.
He does the look at black that piano. Movies for like the idiot black population, whereas Adam Sandler does movies for the idiot white population. That's why I said that he's the black Adam Sandler. They both make just shitty movies, knowing they're going to make money hand over fist.
This house looks like, you know, like a supervillain's lair, like where Lex Luthor would live.
But it's actually kind of sad that they have to have their own promo video for it. Is that a common occurrence when they sell?
I'm assuming when it's a house that big, they probably, yeah.
Do you know how annoyed you would be if you lost your sunglasses?
Oh.
In that house, can you imagine? Hey, where did I leave my keys? Oh, fuck.
I mean, I guess I assume you would just buy new sunglasses.
I would buy a new car if I lost the keys.
But what if you had anything?
I just got them last week, though.
Like, what if you had sentimental value to something and you lost it? Like, it's gone.
Since you mentioned it, Dutch, Adam Sandler's net worth as of last year, $340 million.
Tyler Perry's worth more.
So he's a little bit underneath them.
Even with all those shitty Netflix movies that he made?
I think he got probably the bulk of that, like, up front with Netflix as far as that deal was concerned.
Boy, he bent them over and raped them, huh?
Seven-picture deal, seven-project deal.
The movie...
Just like how he was raping Sony for all those years, and after that whole thing got leaked, it realized that everybody at Sony thought he sucked, and then he finally left and went to Netflix.
That's called buyer's remorse, but that's besides the point.
Good point.
How far do you have to walk to get to the bathroom from any point in the house?
Well, I'm sure there's so
about
many
five minutes.
There's so many bathrooms, though.
How I'm many sure. Pokemon?
Look at that view.
How many Pokemon?
How many Pokemon are just in that house?
Right.
Oh, I should check real quick.
Oh shit!
It's my fault.
See what you did? See what you did?
It's my fault. I said it.
Any Pokemon?
I'm not walking. Stop walking.
That's a GPS fixing itself.
You could be in that house and not know that 50 people were in that house.
I would want to have sex in every single part of that house just to say I did it.
It is a gorgeous house. I got to give him that.
Can you
sex on every single surface of that house? And it would take it would I would die before
good
I was
point.
Able to, that to accomplish that.
You must construct additional pylons. Overhead shot again.
Yep.
Look, and there's the look. If you go back, there's the runway. There's a plane, like a private jet runway, on the left hand side of the house. It's crazy.
Was that what that? Okay.
Yeah, there
I
was.
I thought that's what it was, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah, it's right after the shot of this gorgeous atrium living room spot right over here.
And he's by the way. Evangelist bought this house with money from his fooling people,
and he lowballed him by like $7 million.
Yep.
Right,
it was that he was asking 24. Yeah
and nobody shit. Was buying there they pause
right
is
there.
That what that is, that's a landing strip.
Yeah, that's a landing strip. Holy shit, for a private jet
landing strip
to go. Wow. With the strip for his who was
you want to just burn our new house down, Marie, because whatever.
Is he married?
No, I usually shave my landing strip.
I heard a rumor that he might be gay. Am I wrong?
No.
Well, I heard a rumor. I mean, maybe I'm completely wrong, but...
Yeah, but like, there's always rumors for it. I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
Never
and if
heard.
He is, whatever.
Also, Marie, if a woman shaves a landing strip, I feel like this is like if a tree falls in the forest, doesn't make a sound. If a landing strip is shaved, is it still called a landing strip?
No.
Time to
think. That is deep. That's deep.
Is Tyler Perry gay? Ex friend outs him. Yeah, there's a bunch of stories.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like the Richard Gere thing though? Like where?
Well, no, he doesn't have
one
a
thing. Just travels forever.
He doesn't have a hamster up his ass.
Right, and he was a part of the Church of Scientology, or is he?
No, I don't think he is. Is Tyler Perry gay? You know, I'll give it to black people. They don't fall for that shit. That Church Scientology shit, they really don't. Like, very rarely do you see them fall for that. You know what I mean?
Because that's basically where that whole rumor of the hamster up the ass thing came from, was from the Church of Scientology, right? That's kind of what was proven.
Mm.
Right? No?
I don't know anything about it.
Should
I don't...
say allegedly so we don't get sued?
Yeah, you
yes,
say
I was going to say, I don't want to comment
allegedly,
on any of it.
That came from them.
I don't want to comment on any of that shit.
I love the Photoshop. Adam Sandler, instead of making a murder, making a shitty comedy.
Poor Adam Sandler.
Not poor him. Fuck him.
Come to the bag or the boat.
he's a hack. He's been a hack for years, and he just is making money at this point. He has no personal
accountability,
self-worth. Because at this point, now he's just making money.
Oh, no, he has self-worth.
Everyone is making... No, I'm sorry.
He has self-worth. Himself is worth $340 million.
I'm sorry. Self-esteem. Yeah. To know that everyone in Hollywood is going like, you're a classless, shitty actor, producer, director, and for some reason, he's asshole. He has no respect in anybody in that industry. None.
$40 million. It's very
clear after those Sony things came out. That he has no respect from anyone in Hollywood. Even though he makes money, doesn't mean it's good shit.
I don't know about that. I'm sure all the people that work on his production company, Happy Madison, would be very, very quick to point out that, you know, he's got jobs and everything. But even if he doesn't have any sort of self-respect or trust in Hollywood, he's got $340 million.
But guys, it doesn't matter.
You're going to go to your grave with, he died rich. But he made some of the worst movies ever.
It doesn't matter because Ghostbusters is coming out tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah.
Can I say something that's probably going to make Mark very angry at me?
Sure.
I've never seen Ghostbusters.
Really? The original?
Never seen them.
Or Ghostbusters 2?
Never. No.
Tasty pitch bonehead.
You should watch them. It's really good.
Very good.
Does it hold up, though?
Yes. The first one does. Second one, too.
They're very, very funny for not just the time that they were made, but also now. I mean, just especially fun. If you're a fan of Bill Murray or that type of comedy, just like quick one-liners and all that type of thing. It is very funny.
Okay. All right.
However, I have to watch the new Ghostbusters because I can't hate on a movie with all the vitriol that's been going on over the last several months with this new reboot and all this sort of thing with the all-female Ghostbusters unless I actually watch it.
When are you watching it?
When am I watching it?
Yeah.
I'll find some time to watch it so I can...
Let me know. I'll watch it with you.
Yeah, okay. Watch it with me, and then we can review it together. And stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. That sounds good.
Here's my thought, or my question to you guys, is what are your feelings on people who remake movies but then switch the cast out for either an all-black cast, all-female
Murder
cast?
Them!
The Honeymooners movie was good. Am I right, guys?
No.
Like, do you guys think it would be better if they just said, okay, this is Honeymooners 3 or this is Ghostbusters 3 and then not remake the original one with a different cast? Like, what are your feelings on that?
I would say, first off, my problem with the Ghostbusters thing is it's not that they're continuing to make it, because I understand and I like the other ones, but I think my biggest problem is that they're rebooting it instead of like they had a perfect situation where they could have had the original cast kind of hand off, you know, the torch, like, you know, but they just pretended like the other movie didn't happen, and that's kind of shitty. You know,
is that what people are saying about this newest one?
That's what it is. And have you seen the trailer? It's not good.
It seems like everybody's already made up their mind about the movie before they've actually seen the movie itself. Number one. Number two, you know, the idea that you can take the original two movies and make it into a sequel or a reboot, you know, there's only a finite amount of ideas. You can make a Western, you can make a mafia movie, you can make a ghost movie, you can call it something else. But the fact that they appropriated the Ghostbusters name, that the studio is willing to put the name onto this new cast and they're, you know, all about it and they want to, you know, take it into a different direction. They're trying to create a universe out of it. Everyone's just gotten their, you know, their feelings hurt, so to speak. But
their panties in a bundle, as they would say.
Well, of course, because they're all women cast. But that, you know, but you got to watch the movie before you can hate on it.
That's why I want to watch it. Here's the second trailer.
Yeah,
Dutch.
Everybody's hating the idea of it.
Let's watch the second trailer.
It will haunt you every night. Whatever it is, no one should have to encounter that kind of evil. Except you girls, I think you can handle it.
Oh, good. Hey. Thanks.
We have a gift. We see what no one else is willing to see. We do things others can't do.
Ghostbusters.
If there's a paranormal problem, we're the ones to answer the call.
Hello. That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
What do we think of these Ghostbusters? Are they to be taken seriously?
You take that aisle, I'll take the far one.
run.
Okay, you sweaty freaks. I'm about to save you from this. Go! Ah!
Okay, so I don't know if it was a race thing or a lady thing, but I'm...
Okay, hold on a second. That voice she's doing, if I were to imitate her, you would call me racist.
She really is doing like a...
No, I'm not. This is just an observation.
She's doing an impression of that character.
It's not an impression. It's just ramped up. It's a ramped up, the black lady. Ramped up black lady.
No, like, but I mean, I thought we were past that. Like, it seems like, oh, I got to get me one of those. Like, you know, like in the 90s and the 80s, remember they used to do those in movies?
Yeah. I saw Nothing to Lose yesterday with Tim Robbins and Martin Lawrence. Yep. It's kind of along the same lines. Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know, like super uber black. You know,
let's play the rest of this real quick.
And as hell.
There's a bigger picture at hand here.
Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Is that one of the beautiful brothers?
Yes.
That is Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And he is so beautiful.
Okay.
He could say whatever shitty line he wants to. He's gorgeous.
He's a Rick Moranis in this movie.
He's so hot. Maria. Hi, guys. That took me off guard.
What did you say, Mark?
Moriarty likes the movie. It's good.
Yeah. Oh, he's so handsome. Look at him. I'll watch it. Him. Can I watch it? I want to see him.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Kevin, come inside.
I was born to be a Ghostbuster, all right?
Oh, man. That's so not good.
Something big is going to happen.
The word we're looking for is apocalypse.
You want a piece of this? Yeah!
The government's trying to claim the event isn't supernatural.
We don't want a panic. We don't want mass hysteria.
Get out of the city! Get out of the city! I will kick the unliving crap out of you! And you! Especially you! Patty! Don't move!
You gotta,
No, I'm tired.
No, listen.
I'm just gonna go ahead and take off. How about that?
I don't really think that's a good idea.
Nope. Going to take off. Don't piss off the ghost. Really?
What I think is going to happen is that, like all of these movies that have been coming out this summer, which would include Independence Day Resurgence and, you know, a bunch of other things that have been rebooted and recalibrated for today, is going to do all right, and then everyone's going to forget about it. Mm. So,
what I heard about the whole new Independence movie is that they're trying to make the one that they should have made the first time around.
Right. And not
make it as hokey as the first one was.
Right, but it's not. I've read that it's not bad. It's not just bad. It's boring. So
yeah, I read the same thing.
Wait, the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
Really? I haven't heard any. Okay. Man, damn it!
You know it came out July 4th, right?
Yeah, of course it did.
Okay, I was just making sure you're acting.
I don't go to the movies that often.
You don't. Yeah, you
sorry,
don't
I just got back from my trade show.
The sprinkler show. We know.
Well, the trailer show is a sprinkler show.
But look, you don't have to make a Bond movie every single time you get, you know, some money and a studio and all that stuff. You can make whatever else you want. You can make a Jason Bourne movie. You can make a Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie. You can make, you know, this movie, that movie. It doesn't have to be, you know, appropriated with Bond. This movie doesn't have to be appropriated with Ghostbusters. That's the whole problem that everyone seems to me, in my opinion, is having, is that they're taking the Ghostbusters thing and they're just running with it, and you know, people are very precious when it comes to the things that they grew up with and blah blah blah. I'm the same way too. You know, Batman needs a break. But they're, you know, again, you can't hate the movie until you watch it. That's where I'm coming from.
I agree.
Very true. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Mark, you want to plug your show, sir?
Yes, the Untitled Movie Podcast, which is exclusively on morelikeradio.com, it occurs on Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. You can follow us on Twitter, UMP on MLR. We appreciate your patronage. It is myself and Chris Whetton and guest stars like Royce Lopez, for example, if we have him on.
Yep,
to
I'd be happy to be on.
Movie. So
that
there
sounds
you go.
Awesome.
Have you guys reviewed Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates or no?
We have not, but we will take that into consideration. Thank you, Dutch. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes. Happy birthday to Dutch. Happy birthday, sir. For real. Sincerely, I'm glad you're not dead.
I'm only turning 32.
I know. Glad you're not dead.
Not a big deal. Birthdays don't, whatever.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow, Cousin Joe show. All the other shows are more like Radio Rorschach and Doc. Papa's Basement.
Loose News, Big Cat's Geek Stuff. Do it.
All right, guys.
My Time's Now.
We're out of here.
Elvis and Alfred. Brain Street Radio. High Society. Hot Penny. They're great. Third Hour, Sully Show. I feel like we should plug everything.
I found a Pokemon.
Oh, yes. Damn it, I'm gone.
Pokemon.
I like Pokemon. You like Pokemon. You like Pokemon. I love the original LP. I love Pokemon.